Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
Back again with us on the Well One Connection podcast is our Executive Director of the HRMC Foundation, Levi Carey. Welcome back, Levi.
Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, so lots of things that have happened in the last month for the foundation. We had lots of events. You want to just talk us through very briefly kind of what's been going on for the foundation, what's in the past, and then we'll talk a little bit about what's coming up for October.
Yeah, we had a very busy couple of weeks during and after the fair. We did the 50-50 drawing at the Bull Bash both Wednesday and Thursday nights. We had a lot of great volunteers from within the community and within HRMC, and had a lot of support from the community. Our share of the total for the two nights was just about $4,300. And that is all going to the dialysis capital campaign. So we were very pleased with the support from the community and the attendees at the Bull Bash there. We also, that Saturday, we had our annual Andy's Road Race. We had over 100 participants for that event. Runners, walkers, bike riders. We had a really good turnout, and we grossed over $6,000 on that event with our sponsors and our participants. So very pleased with that as well. And then we just wrapped up on September 9th. We had our annual humanitarian golf tournament. Did really well with that as well. We had 23 teams. We had over 50 sponsors, raised about $28,000 for the foundation through that event as well. So very busy time, but a very successful time for the foundation. So we greatly appreciate all the support we've gotten from the community in the last month. It's really been incredible.
Yes, amazing to see everybody come together and the different groups that come together for these events. So those events supported some very different areas. When we talk about the foundation, you know, it's an overarching organization with a mission to support health in Huron. So you have dialysis, you had general foundation fundraising, and now we're moving on to the month of October, which is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Tell us a little bit about what the foundation does to support women in the education and promotion of prevention of breast cancer. How do we use those funds? And then maybe we'll talk through some of the events that we have to going on this month.
Yeah, so for Breast Cancer Prevention and Awareness Month, the big fund that we have, and it kind of covers some gaps. There's a state program as well. In a lot of cases, insurance and Medicare and Medicaid will cover those. But there are instances where an individual is not eligible for the state program, is not on Medicare or Medicaid, and for whatever reason may not have insurance, or their insurance doesn't cover it, where the We've Got You Covered fund then provides funds to for that individual to get a mammogram. Additionally, we do different educational things, mammograms and mimosas with the hospital at different times throughout the year. And we do a lot of, we're out at a variety of events, particularly in October, where we do some education about the importance of mammograms. And so it's a very important fund in the foundation, and one that is very well supported within the community.
Yeah, so great community partners that help support this great cause and help us bring a lot of awareness around that too. And I think October is a time when many women just have that thought, oh, did I schedule that? Maybe they're not due in October, but maybe they remember to schedule it for the year, the month that they're due. So it's a great way to get that out there in the community, because prevention is the best way to stop that before it becomes something that is much harder to treat. Talk to us, if you would please, a little about the groups that are supporting us and when we might have some events. I think we have several businesses, sports, lots of events going on here in October.
Absolutely, yeah. So yeah, we've got several events coming up in the month of October with longtime partners that have been doing these events for a number of years. The first coming up is on Friday, October 13th. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we have the annual the 7th annual Prestralo Motors 1 mile walk for breast cancer, and that's a walk around Ravine Lake. As I said, it runs from 11 to 2, and if you're interested in participating, you can come out anytime in that 3 hour window and walk your mile. If you are interested, you can pre-register. You can stop out to Prestralo's. There will be goodie bags available. There's lunch available. And that event is to raise awareness, and it also raises funds that go into that We've Got You Covered fund. So Prestralo's has been a great partner in this. They really put this event on and just provide the funds to the foundation to do what we do. So greatly appreciate that. On October 18th from 4 to 8 p.m., we have the annual Ladies Night out at Runnings. That's a really cool event. There's several different vendors that are set up within Runnings there. They do different samples of different foods that they sell there at Runnings. And then they've got their famous Runnings buckets where you can buy a bucket for $2 and $1 of that comes to the foundation. Fill that bucket up as full as you can get it, and it's 20% off clothing and footwear, and then 10% off anything else you can get in that bucket. So we'll also have HRMC staff on hand, and this is the same for the Prestralo event. We'll have HRMC staff on hand there that can help you schedule a mammogram and kind of just educate you on the importance and why it's so beneficial. We'll also be at the annual Huron High School volleyball, pink out volleyball game on Tuesday, October 24th at 7 p.m. So that's a really cool event that the volleyball players are very involved in that. And they go around to businesses and get silent auction baskets put together that we then sell and have at the game that night. They'll be selling themed t-shirts. So we'll have those available in the lead up to the game. It's a pink out volleyball game. So we encourage everybody to get their t-shirts ahead of time and wear them to the game that night. So if you know a volleyball player, you can get a hold of them to order a shirt in the month of October, or you can call the foundation at 605-353-6315, and then keep an eye out on our Facebook page and our website, and we'll have links to the silent auction, so you can do that in the lead up to the game, during the game, whichever is more convenient. So then, in addition to those three events, we do have a couple other businesses. Cookie Dough Cupcakes will have a pink ribbon cupcake that is available in the month of October. And for every cupcake sold, they make a donation to the We've Got You Covered fund. I'm sure everybody listening to this that lives in Huron makes regular stops at Cookie Dough Cupcakes like we do. So
I may have described you with a cupcake. Well,
I may have just had a delicious cookie dough cupcake before we started here. Looking forward to that. I'm sure everything they make is delicious, so I'm excited to try the pink ribbon cupcake. And then Shoe Sensation, this is their first year doing this, at least for our organization. They've the corporate office with Shoe Sensation does a breast cancer awareness thing every year, but this year they reached out to us and said, hey, we'd like to keep these funds local. So we're really excited about that. So if you go into Shoe Sensation, you can make donations to the We've Got You Covered fund there, and they have some different things, pink items for sale in there, where a portion of the proceeds go to the We've Got You Covered fund. So, we've got a wide variety of things going on in October, and all proceeds going to that We've Got You Covered fund. So, we're really excited about it.
Yeah, this is this month, and the fundraising has done amazing things. I know in the past couple years, some of the funds have gone to upgrading from our digital to 3D mammo here in Huron, and so now we have that capability here for the last couple of years to offer those stereotactic or breast needle biopsies right on site with the 3D imaging, and have that 3D imaging that you get in much larger places. So definitely making a difference here. Absolutely. in our small community. Well, as all things turn pink here, just remember our event, Levi. Do you have any other words for October here in Breast Cancer Awareness Month?
Well, you know, in South Dakota, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death among women. So just in 2023 alone, an estimated 760 new cases and 110 deaths are attributed to female breast cancer in South Dakota. So I would encourage you, if you are listening and you're overdue for your mammogram, give us a call at HRMC to get that scheduled and get in and get that done. And if you're all up to date and you want to support other women in the community and make sure that it's available to them, give us a call at the foundation, 605-353-6315, and we can talk about how you can participate in these events and other things we're doing.
Wonderful. And if anybody does want to schedule a mammo, you can do that online to schedule a mammogram as well, here on regional.org/mammo, or give us a call here at the hospital or foundation as well, and we'll be happy to point you in the right direction. Thanks again, Levi, for joining us and sharing all this great information. We're looking forward to these wonderful events.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.